This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. World economic growth remained strong in 2007. The International Monetary Fund estimated growth at 5.2%. But predictions for 2008 call for slower growth in the world economy. In October, the IMF cut its estimate for global growth this year by almost half a percentage point, to 4.8%. There are worries of an economic slowdown, or possibly a recession in the United States. The most important issue for 2008 may be the American housing market. The market has been hit by a combination of falling home prices and the subprime mortgage crisis involving high interest loans. Losses on investments tied to these risky home loans have affected not only American banks, but banks around the world. Worries over the credit situation have caused banks to limit their lending even to each other. Central banks have tried to ease credit fears by lowering interest rates, or lending billions of dollars, or both. Another major issue for 2008 is what effect energy prices will have on economic growth. The price of a barrel of oil doubled in 2007. And on the second day of 2008, the price hit $100 for the first time. Oil prices in recent years have been good for oil-producing countries, though, including those with sovereign wealth funds. These are state-owned investment funds also held by China, Singapore, and some other countries. The growing activity of these government-controlled investment funds makes them something else to watch in 2008. Lately, they have been used in some cases to invest in Western companies hurt by the subprime mortgage crisis. Abu Dhabi, in the United Arab Emirates, has what experts believe is the world's biggest sovereign wealth fund. Some estimates put the value at $900 billion. But last month came news of plans by Saudi Arabia for what could be an even wealthier fund. The dollar continued its drop against most major currencies in 2007. This has made American exports less costly. Still, the United States is expected to report a trade deficit with China of almost $300 billion last year. Some experts say the deficit will continue to be a problem so long as China does not let its currency rise more quickly against the dollar. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Bob Doty.